The Green Party's decision to back David Cobb leaves Ralph Nader with an even steeper climb to November. Nader says he believes he still has a shot and will cobble together a coalition of third parties and voter groups. But without the endorsement of the Green Party and its easy access to the ballots of 22 states, Nader's candidacy may fade into the background of this political season. Joining me now to pick this apart is Ronald Rappaport, professor of government at the College of William and Mary. Hello there.
Hello.
What does this mean for Ralph Nader?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to get on the ballot in some of the states. I think that he had assumed he would get the Green Party endorsement and maybe had not put the effort into ballot access that he would have had he known he wouldn't get this nomination. I also think it sort of undercuts his sort of organizational appeal and his claim that he sort of, you know, represents a broad set of principles that the Green Party embodies.
At this point, he actually has to go state by state and get the required number of signatures to get on the ballots. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's often a very expensive and time-consuming process. Ross Perot was able to do that pretty easily in 1992 because he had a lot of grassroots support. In 1996, he spent over $8 million on getting his ballot access. So I think that Nader has a real challenge ahead for him.
Ronald Rappaport, in asking the Green Party to endorse him, Ralph Nader actually asked them not to nominate their own candidate. Did this strategy backfire on him?
I think it did. I think what Nader asked them to do was to be sort of an adjunct to his personal ambition to run for president without agreeing to embrace their platform and be their candidate.
At this point, will it make Ralph Nader a footnote of the 2004 elections?
I really think that it will. And I guess I had felt that Nader was not going to be a terribly important factor in this campaign. I think third parties do well when voters perceive that there's not a whole lot to choose between in terms of the other party. So when it was between Bush and Gore in 2000, that voters perceived that there wasn't a whole lot of difference. But in this year, I think voters perceive that there is a great deal of difference between Bush and Kerry. And I think that that is the crucial problem that a third party has when people walk into the voting booth and they think, should I vote for the Green Party candidate or should I choose between the two major party candidates? When they think there's a big difference, they make the choice between the major party candidates. I think that Mr. Cobb's comment where he said John Kerry is a corporate militarist, but George Bush is a genuine threat to the planet reflects that. He doesn't like either of them. But he perceives that there truly is a lesser of two evils, a point which Ralph Nader has denied since the 2000 election.
Ronald Rappaport is a professor of government at the College of William and Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.